Hi there, can I speak with Anthony?
Speaking.
Yeah, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. Calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim you made a short while back.
Pardon?
Sorry, I said I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim you made a short while back, you know, for your time during care. Yeah. Have you managed to speak to anybody in regards to this yet? Because I know it was a while back that you made the inquiry with ourselves.
No, it's just about him being in the home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All I really need
to
do today...
Nobody's wrote back to me yet,
No worries. So, all I do really need to do today, then, to be completely honest, Anthony, is just confirm a few details with yourself, take a very brief statement of kind of like, you know, what happened at the time when you... Yeah. And then we can get this claim processed for you from there. So, I've got your name as Anthony John Murdoch. Would you have been known by any other names when you was younger, or...?
No, that was it. Yeah, just Anthony John Murdoch, my pumper.
Perfect, thank you. And the best email address that I've got is tony.mcclumper9@gmail.com.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, can you just confirm your date of birth?
2/7/1960.
Thank you. And can you just confirm your current door number and postcode?
It's 40, number 40, 10 Acres, Sauky, Clackmannershire, Scotland. And my postcode is FK10-3DN.
Thank you. 3B, is it Brandsville Road, is it?
No, D for Delta, 3 Delta, oh, November.
And 10 Acres, sorry?
Pardon?
SK10? 3 Delta November.
Pops up Kilo 10, 3 Delta November.
Yeah, is that 10 acres?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it number 40?
Yeah, 40.
Yeah. Brilliant. And, yeah, just for a moment. So what age was it that you was placed into care?
I think it was between 2 and 3 years old.
Right, so you was very young then, weren't you?
Yeah. My mum was away in hospital getting my other brother, and my dad was in the jail.
Right, yeah, certainly no worries. And obviously, just with that then, would you know your mother's and father's names if you're being so young?
Yeah. My mum was called Ada Phillips McClumper. My dad was John Alexander McClumper.
And John, yeah.
John Alexander McClumper.
But just to confirm, your surname's Murdoch, though, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so was you ever known as McClumper at all, sorry, or...?
Yeah.
Just because I will put it down as a previous name for you as well. And that's MCCLUMPHA?
That's correct, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. My dad was called John Murdoch McClumper. That's great. I know Alexander. Yeah, I'm thinking about my brother.
Yeah. Sorry, John... Just John
Murdoch.
McClumper, then.
John Murdoch. Murdoch.
John
McClumper.
Murdoch.
Oh.
Murdoch McClumper. Yeah, just one moment, then. Not a problem. And would you know, so obviously it was around 2 years old, weren't you? Where was it that you first went then?
When I first went into the home was when I was about 2 years old.
Around 2 years old, yeah?
Yeah, between 2 and 3. I was just a
young boy.
Know
where you would have been or what council would have been at all?
I've asked my sister and my family and that. I can't remember.
Do you know what area you would have been in?
Somebody said Mulled Thought, but I don't know.
Will it have been Falkirk still, or like...
Maybe Falkirk. I was just young, I couldn't remember. My mum and dad's away now. They died, so I don't know.
And, do you know where your earliest memory is somewhere?
No, I don't remember where I was. And last one, big sister, can't remember either. And she says we're just too young then to remember.
Okay, just one moment then. And do you know where, like I said, then what would your earliest memory be of, like, where you would have been?
The home.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember the home I was in. We stayed in a place called Marsh Street in Marsh Place in Salkey.
Right, okay. So do you know anywhere, where's the earliest one that you would remember?
Nobody. No. My brother, he died, and my older sister, she doesn't remember.
Right, so what age did you leave care?
I was only in for about 4 or 5 weeks.
Right, okay, so it was just 4 or 5 weeks during the time that you was obviously 2 to 3 years old, yeah. And
yeah.
You know, what kind of abuse you would have suffered then with you being so young, or?
What kind of injuries?
Yeah, like any kind of, did you suffer abuse during the fire?
I fell in the fire, I got a small burn mark on the right hand, or my right hand.
Yeah. So during the time that you was in there,
yeah.
You was about two years old.
Yeah.
2 years old.
Yeah. I remember
can't really.
On the fire, but I can't remember where about it was it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will have records of that, obviously, if you fell into a fire and things at that age.
Uh-huh.
And you still have the burn now, do you?
Yeah, it's starting to fade away as I'm getting older. I'm 66 now, but I can still see it from my right hand.
And do you know if there was any other abuse or anything that you would have suffered at the time? Or?
No.
Yeah, just... Yeah, so, obviously, in regards to that, then, obviously, like I said, we should be able to make a claim in regards to that. With you being 2 years old, obviously, you shouldn't have been anywhere near a fire at the time.
No,
I
shouldn't have been a guard on the fire.
Yeah. Just one moment. Yeah, just one moment. I'm just making a quick note of this, you see. Yeah, perfect. No worries. So, just so you're aware, obviously, when we make a claim as well, it's not like we're just clutching at straws or anything like that, trying to get some money back. Providing you did experience some form of, like, abuse or neglect, which, obviously, a two-year-old being able to stumble into a fire is a clear, you know, kind of neglect and things like that. So all would you, basically, in order for us to make a claim, all would you need to confirm at this point is we need a proof of ID from yourself, so like a picture of a passport, driver's license, even a bus pass, something like that.
I've got a passport, a bus pass, a bank card.
Oh, brilliant. Well, if you can just take a picture of, like I said, any one of those photo IDs, then we do also just need a proof of address as well from yourself. So any kind of letter that's dated within the last 3 months as well with your name on. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you a message on WhatsApp now. If you can just respond, if you can just go and take pictures of both of those for me and just send those over.
Yeah, I'll do that, yeah.
Yeah. And whilst you're doing that, I'm just going to get a form sent over for you as well, if that's okay.
Yeah. Another thing was, when I was at primary school for a whole year, the teacher, she hit me every day. I don't know if I could claim against that. But she's dead now, and... suffered physical abuse and getting hit all the time.
What kind of school was it?
It was a primary school.
Yeah. You know, did you have to stay over at the school or anything like that, or...?
No, it was every day I went to school. Every day.
I'm not 100% whether we can claim on the primary schools at the moment, to be completely honest with you. So I can get back to you on that one, but I'm not 100%. I think it's only like boarding schools and things that people was in care at that we can put these claims in for.
No, it's okay. Mm. That's fine. I'm just inquiring about that. That's fine.
Yeah. Like I said, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get the form sent over for you now as well. Is there any chance whilst I'm sending that, if you could just take those pictures for me and send them over?
Yeah. And a letter within the last 3 months.
Yeah, within the last 3 months, yeah. Preferably like the last like 2.5, so it will still be in days now. In a week's time or so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, thank you. I'll just, I'm just going to send the form over, so if you could just do that now, I'm just going to pop it on a brief hold. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll just do that now.
Yeah, if you can just do that now, just take pictures and announce and them over for me.
Hang up the phone.
You can do it if you want. I'll call you back in a couple of minutes if you like.
Yeah, because I need to find my bank details and that.
Perfect. Don't worry. What I'll do then, to be fair, because there's a little bit of an issue with our system at the moment anyway. So if it's okay, I'll give you a call back in like half an hour or something like that, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. If you can get them sent over, and I'll give you a call back in like 20 minutes time or so. Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you very much. Bye.
Speak to you soon. Bye.